For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Earlier this month, the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Piggott hosted a World War I writing retreat. Anthony Childress gives us a brief on that update. Anthony Childress gives us a brief on that event and what's coming up soon.
The Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center hosted its annual reading retreat on September 7th and 8th in Piggott, bringing together scholars, researchers, and literary enthusiasts for group discussions of three selected works chosen to focus on the First World War, which is the theme of this fall's programs at the site. One of the retreat's highlights took place when award-winning journalist and now author Steve Paul read excerpts from his new book, Hemingway at 18, which chronicled Hemingway's time in Kansas City as a cub reporter for the Kansas City Star newspaper and his decision to join the ranks of Red Cross ambulance drivers in Italy during World War I. Paul, who himself spent decades at the Star, writes of how this period transformed an uncertain young man into one of great ambition. After his presentation, held in the famous Barnes studio where Hemingway often spent time writing during visits with his second wife Pauline Pfeiffer to her parents' home in Piggott, Paul signed copies of his book. For his part, Paul emphasized the importance of self-image for Hemingway and offered some insights about the man whose accomplishments included winning the Pulitzer and Nobel Prizes. Per the Kansas City Star, Paul was able to reach into a deep archive of information about Hemingway and the time he spent in that particular city at that particular time. The Chicago Review-Press writes, quote, "In the summer of 1917, Ernest Hemingway was an 18-year-old high school graduate unsure of his future. The American entry into the Great War stirred thoughts of joining the Army. While many of his friends in Oak Park, Illinois, were heading to college, Hemingway couldn't make up his mind and eventually chose to begin a career in writing and journalism at the Kansas City Star, one of the great newspapers of its day. In 6.5 months at the Star, Hemingway experienced a compressed, streetwise alternative to a college education that opened his eyes to urban violence, the power of literature, the hard work of writing, and a constant swirling stage of human comedy and drama. The Kansas City experience led Hemingway into the Red Cross Ambulance Service in Italy, where, 2 weeks before his 19th birthday, he was dangerously wounded at the front. Award-winning writer Steve Paul takes a measure of this pivotal year when Hemingway's self-invention and transformation began, from a, quote, modest, rather shy and diffident boy, end quote, to a confident writer who aimed to find and record the truth throughout his life. Hemingway at 18 provides a fresh perspective on Hemingway's writing, sheds new light on this young man bound for greatness, and introduces anew a legendary American writer at the very beginning of his journey. An evening of poetry reading at the Piggott City Market kicked things off Friday night on the retreat, with Hemingway Pfeiffer director Dr. Adam Long leading the dialogue by reciting the infamous poem In Flanders Fields. Dr. Norman Stafford, retired Arkansas State University professor of English, read a piece he had chosen, along with Dr. Rob Lamb, current ASU professor of English. Several attendees also shared poems reflective of the World War I era. On Saturday morning, the retreat kicked into high gear. Long shared a PowerPoint presentation on modernist art and its links to how people view themselves and the broader world, then opened the discussion of The Ambulance Drivers, written by James McGrath Morris. The book delved into the friendship between Hemingway and John Dos Passos, forged during their experiences on the front lines of war. Both men served as ambulance drivers, but sought to become accomplished writers, and had a turbulent link that would eventually come to a difficult end. Up next, Stafford plunged into one of Dos Passos' famous works, Three Soldiers, detailing how a trio of young army privates from vastly different backgrounds were literally shaken by the torrent of death, violence, and destruction surrounding them during wartime. Stafford pointed out the deeply personal issues facing each soldier, with conformity, rebellion, ambition, fear, and desertion, all battling for supremacy in their own minds. Lamb discussed Everett E. Cummings's The Enormous Room. It dealt with the tragic path he, as in Cummings, took as a volunteer ambulance driver in France when his free-spirited, insubordinate ways caught the attention of the French government and landed Cummings in a French concentration camp at Normandy. He would spend 4 months in confinement with a cast of unfortunate characters, yet figured out how to remain hopeful of reclaiming his freedom again. In other words, he lost everything to become free, and thus was saved by circumstance. The retreat's finale took its attendees to a screening of the 1932 film adaptation of Hemingway's seminal work, A Farewell to Arms. Pickett Eatery Madpie's Tea Room hosted the crowd, complete with employees wearing period costumes and serving snacks of the era. Madpie's is located on the historic Pickett Square in the former New Franklin Theater, one of only two locations where the film premiered, with New York City being the other location. Hollywood legends Gary Cooper and Helen Hayes led the cast. 10 years after the war's end, Ernest Hemingway visited Arkansas for the first time, writing portions of that famous work, A Farewell to Arms, in Pickett. Please join us as we commemorate the centennial end of the war and the contribution that Hemingway made in recording its impact. With the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War I coming up in November, we invite you to register for a Farewell to Arms for Writers retreat from November 9th through the 11th at Hemingway Pfeiffer. The focus will be on the techniques of Hemingway's World War I fiction. During that weekend, our war memorial tree will also be planted in Pickett to represent Clay County. For more information, call the museum's gift shop at 870-598-3487, email us at adamlong@astate.edu, or visit our website, www.hemingway.astate.edu. We are a proud Arkansas State Heritage Site. This is Anthony Childress, Graduate Assistant at the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center, reporting for KASU.
That's Anthony Childress reporting from the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Pickett. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.